So just want to get your thoughts, first of all, Jim, on the match.
Yeah, we're obviously very disappointed with the result. I think the result was harsh on the players today. I think we competed well, but unfortunately, we, you know, any breaks that that went for Edinburgh today, I mean, they're a good side, a very efficient side. But, you know, the first goal, I personally believe, was a free kick for dangerous play. I think the referee should have given that. And the second goal is a huge deflection. So sometimes when you're not, you know, maybe getting the positive results, these breaks go against you. And I certainly think that was the case today.
Yeah. So as I say, certainly not getting the breaks at this moment in time. Looking ahead to next week against Elgin, is it another break from the league? So what's the mindset going into that cup game?
No, the mindset is to try and get, you know, get through in the next round. I mean, you know, like any cup tie, you know, you want to make sure, you know, you're trying to be in the hat. But, you know, it's a very difficult trip. I mean, it's obviously it's a long journey, as everybody knows, up to Elgin. They'll be very competitive. They've got one of the best strikers in the lower divisions in Kane Hester. He's been a top goal scorer up there for two or three years now. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be a very difficult match. But for us, really, I'm just looking to see if we can improve upon certain aspects of our game. I think, as I said today, you know, Neil Parry, I can't remember him really making a real, you know, outstanding save in the game. But as I said, any little opportunities that come in, Edinburgh exploited that. So, you know, we've just got to try and take some of the positives from the game. You know, look at the squad, see whether we can, some of the boys maybe haven't played, maybe get them some game time. But nevertheless, the most important thing is to try and get a positive result.
You said the first one should have been a free kick. Did you get any reason why that wasn't given at all?
No, I spoke to the referee, and the referee said to me that he didn't think that there was, that there was like an open boot, if you want to call it that, in terms of the studs. It was dangerous, but, you know, I think if you look, Eric's what, 6'3" or something like that. So, the foot was very high, and I think in just about any other area of the pitch, I think that would have been given as a free kick. So the referee decided it wasn't. So we just have to accept that. And, you know, obviously, we've got the benefit of having the video analysis, and we've looked at it, and I still think it's a yellow. I think it's a free kick, and also we were denied quite a strong claim for a penalty as well in the first half. As you see quite clearly, that's, I think, Fontaine's arm, and again, I think particularly the linesman on that side, I think could have done a lot better in that situation. But listen, these are the things that are not going for us just now, and we have to accept it. As I said, we also have to, you know, we have to compliment the opposition. They're a strong side, an experienced side, they're playing with confidence, so we know that. But from our point of view, as I said, I think any breaks we got today were bad breaks. I don't think, you know, we're not really getting the rub of the green at this moment in time. We're not putting it all down to that. Listen, we're not naive, but we are in these type of games. When it's a tight game, you need something to fall for you, maybe get a little benefit of the doubt, and that's certainly not been the case so far.